This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's projected 2025 budget will see its smallest growth in 14 years, aside from during the height of the pandemic. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more.
Denver will reduce staff but avoid layoffs and furloughs by holding some vacant positions open. Denver is also reducing funding for its homelessness response and new immigrant programs. On Thursday, Mayor Mike Johnston blamed the tight budget on consumer spending trends. The city also had budget cuts earlier this year in response to Denver's emergency spending on immigration. City Council must pass the new budget by November 12th. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Local food will mix with scientific exploration at CSU Spur in North Denver this weekend. CPR's Eden Lane.
From a showcase of Colorado food entrepreneurs to microscopic investigations of the air we breathe, this month's Second Saturday event on the campus at the National Western Center is serving out a smorgasbord of experiences. Foodies can browse selections from more than 30 local food companies and taste just-picked vegetables from the facility's rooftop garden, while the scientifically driven can delve into pH experiments and explore the invisible world of dust and pollen. This free event runs from 10 to 2 on Saturday. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
A federal appeals court ruled Thursday that Colorado's 2019 ban on conversion therapy for LGBTQ minors will stand. A three-judge panel ruled against a counselor's challenge to the law on First Amendment grounds. The law states that therapists and others may not try to change a minor's gender identity or attraction to members of the same sex. The court ruled the law does not censor the counselor's speech, but regulates her conduct and treatment. Fewer Colorado young people are vaping. It wasn't that long ago that the state topped the nation for youth e-cigarette use.
Why is the issue of teen vaping so pervasive in Colorado?
You know, we're not sure why Colorado is number one. We just know that we don't want to be number one in the country.
Those numbers are down, and we'll hear some reasons why later this morning. This is CPR News.